think part of the issue here, and first of all, let me say, congratulations to OPM and to John Berry and the Obama administration for putting some really tough workforce issues on the table, fixing the hiring system and increasing diversity, work-life balance, veterans, and the pay system. None of those are going to be easy, but probably the most controversial is the reform of the pay system. I think part of the issue here is really some miscommunication. There's this notion that we have a binary decision. Either we stay with this 1949 general schedule pay system, or we put into place this other thing. And this other thing, when people are talking about it, they're thinking, well, it's the National Security Personnel System writ large. And that's the wrong way to look at this, I believe. I think it's more of a continuum. We've got our 1949, pay system, and there's a long list of things that are wrong with that pay system. It's inflexible. It's not market sensitive. We've got this outdated job classification system written into law that's associated with it. So there's a lot of things, if you were designing a new pay system, and you would look at that and say, wow, that's the wrong model. But on the other end of this continuum is a whole range of things that we might do differently in terms of federal pay. Somewhere on that long line, or long continuum of things that we might do, you could design something like NSPS, or you could do, other variations. And I think what John Berry and OPM are saying is that we can do better than the general schedule.
Well, what do you think he said to the unions that makes them now come out and say, yeah, we're on board with this new kind of plan that he's proposing?
Well, I think a couple of things, Tom. And for the history buffs, we might go back to Richard Nixon being the one who finally was able to normalize relations with China because his motives weren't suspect. They didn't see him as a bleeding heart liberal or something who's going to do bad things in going into China. With this administration and John Berry, it's not we're going to impose something. I think what he has said to the unions and to others is that, look, we want to design something new. We want you involved. We want to collaborate on this. We don't have a single model in mind. I know he's been very specific to say we're not looking at simply expanding NSPS. It might be something entirely different. But I think correctly, he has said, we need first of all, a government-wide framework for pay. We don't have one right now. We've got agencies doing all kinds of different things. And we need a pay system that is more modern and which, as part of the redesign of our pay system, one that recognizes differences in performance.
Well, John, part of this whole process will be just reorganizing the way that people's job positions go out there and the classifications for jobs get posted and the knowledge skills assessment, all of that sort of antiquated government does it one way, the private sector does it another way. So that sounds good. But when you get to the point where people's evaluations determine their pay raises, that's going to be the difficult part, especially we have collective bargaining. How do you get around that?
Absolutely, Jane. And I think one way to address that is to make sure that in this government-wide framework, we have still some flexibilities for agencies. So when they go to the bargaining table, if you will, they have some options to put on the table to discuss with the employee representatives and say, okay, for us, for this agency, within this framework, here's how we're going to do it. And you could, for example, have changes in the annual compensation some of it could be on automatic pilot, based on length of service, and so on, and meeting an acceptable level of competence. But others, there could be 10%, 20% that would be subject to a supervisor's judgment as to an employee's contribution and performance. But then you're going to have a big discussion about, well, what does our performance management system look like?
Hey, we're talking with John Palguda of the Partnership for Public Service, our regular weekly guest here. And I think part of the appeal of maybe the way John Berry stated it is that he didn't talk about it like a bureaucrat. I mean, he's very effective at functioning in federal bureaucracies, but he said this is a 50-year cycle. We have, as you mentioned, the 1949 one is more than 50 years. He said every 50 years it's time to rethink fundamentally how we approach this whole employment process. And so I think putting it in those terms took it out of the details and, well, this percent here and that percent there, and we do this and do that, but really putting it in terms of starting over.
That's right, Tom. And if it's a 50-year cycle, we're 10 years past due.
Right.
And
you can count better than I can.
And it's exactly that. You know, is there a better way to compensate federal employees? And, you know, let's design that better way together. And I think this is a conversation, you know, long overdue.
Well, it's a conversation long overdue, and the question is, can everybody get what they want through one system? And I still have my doubts or reservations about that, but I think you're right about one thing. This administration is much better positioned to do it than the Bush administration, because there was a lot of questions about the motivations of the Bush administration, especially surrounding those public-private competitions that they were doing. You know, people really hated that internally. That whole idea of having your job put out for competition really rankled a lot of people.
That's right, Jane. And I think what this administration has going for it is that there's a higher trust level, a belief that their intentions are good, and then folks are willing to talk about how to put those good intentions into practice. So, but you don't have to overcome that barrier of, well, they're trying to do something bad to us just because they don't like feds or something.